I do what I am expected to do lovingly, and I am successful because I even do a little more. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Inspiration. I do what I'm expected to do lovingly, and I am successful because I even do a little more. We are all asked to do things in our life that are not necessarily things that make us happy. They're not necessarily things that we would prefer to do. Like, how many people would really prefer to wash their bodies? The normal attitude of the body is that it's fine and dandy just the way it is. And personal hygiene is not something that we normally think about. However, I'm sure in early times, before personal hygiene was given a lot of attention, the girl would come up to the boy and say, "Oh, you stink, you know. You really stink. Go take a bath, you know. Go jump in the lake, you know." And so he'd jump in the lake and rinse off, and he'd come back, "Yeah, that's much better. That's much better, you know." And so then before he would go to visit his girl, or before he'd go to try to make time with his girl, he would take a bath in the lake. He didn't have soap. He just rubbed himself down and felt perhaps he was cleaner. And of course, from working around many things, wood and dirt and perspiration and all that sort of stuff, you get a variety of odors about you. And so if you were to wash, then other people would not be aware of it, you know. Now, you yourself, you don't care. If you are living in El Centro, you know what El Centro is? That's the garden spot of the world where they have four or five crops a year because it's warm and hot and hot and hot and hot. And they have great irrigation programs there. So, living down in El Centro, they have a condition which is not frequent in many communities. It's called the uric condition. It's not the person in Shakespeare's article. The uric condition is the uric acid that is used as fertilizer in the soil. That's why the soil is so bountiful. They buy tons of uric acid, of uric soil conditioner, and they spread it over their fields. And the people living in the nearby, it's a flat, flat land. Everybody lives in the nearby. The water, the breezes go this way and that way, and it flows everywhere. They smell that stuff. Now, I lived in El Centro as minister of the church there for a number of years, and as I was living there, I would smell it when I first came. Then I wouldn't smell it because I'd become accustomed to it. And then when I'd leave and go back to the city, and then come back again to El Centro, I'd smell it again, and I'd say, that really is strong stuff. But after you're there for a short while, you don't smell it anymore. The same is true of yourself. You don't smell it anymore because you're so accustomed to having that odor with you. And perhaps even farther away, back in the time of Josephine and Napoleon, when Napoleon wrote to Josephine saying, "I'm coming home," he said, "Don't take a bath. I'll be there in 3 weeks." And so she was not to put on any perfumes or anything else. He wanted her natural element, which was her womanness, and he wanted that very much. That was his pleasure. We would probably never do much to wash ourselves or clean ourselves if it weren't something that normally came about in society's development. And I do what I'm expected to do lovingly, and I'm successful because I do even a little more. There are many people who have little chores to do, and their chore might just be in dusting the furniture. Or, for instance, you go home and visit your mom, and your mom says, "Give me a hand, we're going to have friends over this afternoon, let's clean up the house." You tell me what to do, Mom, I'm glad to do it. "Well, you vacuum first, you know." "Okay, don't you want me to dust first?" "Well, I want you to dust and vacuum and do everything that, that needs to clean up the house and make it nice. You choose the order you want to do it. See, she wasn't used to thinking of that. She just lived in a very casual house. But you've been away from home. And you learn that when you dust, dust flies around in the air, and then it's got to land someplace. And so it lands on the carpet and every place else. So if you dust first and let it settle, and then vacuum, you get more of the dust up. And so you're doing even a little bit more. But you're doing what your mom asked you to do. You're doing it lovingly and kindly, and you're successful, and you do it even a little more than is required of you. Now, if you did it the way your mom asked, and she'd look at it, oh, thank you so much, that's so nice. And meanwhile, the dust settled all over everything, and and you know it's there. And that's the difficulty. When you do more than is expected of you, when you do lovingly whatever you do, then you know if you haven't given your best, and you know if you haven't fulfilled the program according to your highest and your best. Now, we could talk about this philosophically, too. We are told that if we want to be healthy, we say, I am whole and perfect. And then, after saying I'm whole and perfect, what happens? What happens is ideas come to your mind of ways that you can encourage your health. Ideas come to your mind of saying, okay, less alcohol, less coffee, less tea, less food, less a lot of things, you know. These ideas come to your mind and you say, well, yeah. And you continue eating excessively, you continue drinking excessively and whatever, and then you wonder why your healing doesn't come. Of course, your healing is there all the time, but you're hiding it over, you're covering it over with these bad habits. And your inner self says, hey, cut back. In fact, cut it out, period. But I'll have withdrawal. No, you won't. The withdrawal is all in your mind, and the desire for it is all in your mind. So when I give you this guidance, let it go. Okay, well now, what about this dancing all night? You go out and you dance till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, come home and grab a couple hours of sleep, and then you go to work. Now, you know, the body does not like that much enthusiasm, that much energy. It likes to have a little recuperation time. And if you don't want to give it recuperation time, then you will have problems. Now, you will not have problems because your body needs recuperation time. Do you understand that? You will have problems because you think your body needs recuperation time. Because you've been told you have to have 8 hours of sleep a night. You've been told you have to do these things, and we all have been told that. And because we've been told that, we believe it. And because we believe it, if we don't get it, then we respond to it in a negative sense. You see, I do what I'm expected to do lovingly, and I'm successful because I do it even a little more. Now, if I will take my sleep, and then I'll tell myself, 7 hours of sleep a night is fantastic, is all I ever need. Doctors say from 5 to 7 hours, or 4 to 7 hours, or 4 to 8 hours is all that a person needs, or maybe even less. But the thing is, why am I saying that to myself? I'm reconditioning my mind, I'm reprogramming my mind with new information. Information which is contrary to what I have done all of my life. All of my life I've thought I had to have the 8 hours of sleep. So I do lovingly what I'm expected to do. I'm expected to sleep 8 hours. I lovingly do it. But I wake up at 2, 3 in the morning, and rather than making a big fuss about it, I'll maybe go out for a walk, or I'll read a book, or I'll do some work, and I'll write, whatever. And I feel wonderful. Now, you see, I lovingly do what is expected of me, and I don't make a big fuss about it. And then, as I am successful in whatever I do, people say, well, I see you get a good 8 hours sleep every night, and you do this. Sort of. What do you mean, sort of? Well, I wake up after 4 hours, and then I do what I want to do. What do you mean, only 4 hours every night? Yeah. Well, Don't you need to pick up the 4 hours sometime during the day? No. Why not? Because that's just the way the cookie crumbles. I don't need it. But hey, just because I don't need it doesn't mean that everybody else needs it, you know. Everybody else has their own cause they put into motion. And everybody else has their own attitudes. But I do what I'm expected to do lovingly. I stay in my bed, but I wake up and I read, and I maybe take a walk, like I said, or do a number of other things. But I do them lovingly, and I do them even a little more than is expected of me. Can you say that for yourself, that you do a little more than is expected of you? That you give yourself fully to whatever program you set for yourself, and give it lovingly? You know, that's a tough thing. That's a tough thing because a lot of times it's not our desire to do something that we are told to do. And we have to be loving about it. We cannot be, now, hey, it's somebody else's turn to do it, not only my turn right now. You know, why am I always the one that's picked on to do this? Well, you're not picked on to do it. You have created yourself doing that. You have created yourself doing that. And so whoever is giving out the responsibilities, or even not responsibilities, you're the one who created yourself doing that. And if any time you don't want to do it, then create yourself doing something else. But do it lovingly, do it with all your heart, and you'll be successful because you do even a little bit more than is asked of you. You're fantastic. As we live this way, we realize everything we do is exactly whatever we put into it. And if we put happiness, love, and joy into anything, it's going to be happiness, joy, and love. Yeah, button gets all filled with burrs and stickers and goat heads and what have you. And we say, come here, button. And we do the onerous task of combing out gently, because we don't want to hurt him. Gently, we come out. And it's not a pleasant task, but we do it lovingly. And we know that Button's going to feel so good when he's got that all combed out of his hair. And that's why we can keep him with a short haircut. But you do it lovingly, and you're successful. Because you go even a little bit more. You make sure you get between his toes, you make sure of everything. I was walking the path the other day, and I had a pricker on my foot somehow, and I took off my shoe, and there was a goat head sticking right up in there, right up through there. And that's the first one I've had in years, but that's the last one I'll have too. We are the creators of our world. We are the revealers of our experience. So let's reveal it in love and joy and peace and harmony, and just have a ball, because that's what life is all about. I love you. I love you. I love you. Mm-hmm.